Preparing now for the practice of chakra clearing meditation. Lie down comfortably on your bed or on the floor. Cover your body with a blanket if it is cold. You may also wish to place a pillow or a cushion behind the knees or thighs, or a low rolled blanket beneath the head. Ensure your whole body is comfortable so that you can lie perfectly still for the practice. Once you have become comfortable, relax into stillness. Allow the whole body to soften. Feel that the neck is in perfect alignment with the spinal column. Feel the arms relaxed to the sides of the body. The palms turned upward. And the first finger and thumb of each hand joined in chin mudra, symbolizing the union between the individual and the divine or the cosmic. Allow the legs to rest comfortably, the feet falling loosely out to the sides. Bring the attention now to the face and soften the facial expression. Smooth away any tension from the forehead, the eyes, the eyelids lightly closed, the lips soft, tongue relaxed in the mouth, and the lower jaw softened. Feel the whole body relaxed on the floor and begin to follow your breath. Take a long, deep, full breath in, feeling the abdomen rise and the chest expand. And as you breathe out, feel yourself letting go and relaxing on a deeper level. Again, inhale presence. And as you exhale, release the past and let go of any plans for the future. And as you breathe in deeply once again, feel that you are fully present in this moment. And letting go as you breathe out, surrendering to the practice of meditation. Now take the awareness to the soles of both feet. And as you inhale, draw in a ruby red light, breathing it in from the core of the earth, up through the soles of the feet, the ankles, calves, through the knees and thighs, the hips, and into Muladhara Chakra in the pelvic floor, at the cervix for women, the perineum for men. And as you breathe out, feel this ruby red light flowing down from the pelvic floor back through the legs and out through the soles of the feet, down into the fiery core of the earth. Muladhara Chakra is our connection with Mother Earth. As you inhale this ruby red light and draw it up into the body, feel that connection with the earth. And as the ruby red light flows through the cells of the body, of the legs and up into the pelvic floor, feel this area becoming awakened, alive. And as you breathe out, release any dark shadows or negativity and allow this to flow down and be transformed into light within the earth. Continue this breathing, feeling this part of your body becoming awakened, cleansed, and purified. And be aware of the qualities of Muladhara Chakra. This is our connection with our family. This is how we stand strong upon the earth. If there are any issues with your family or your immediate tribe, allow the negativity to be released and flow away from the body. This is your connection with all the tribes of the earth, the red, the black, the yellow, and the white, living as one tribe. As you breathe out, release any prejudice. And know that we are all one. As you inhale, draw in a knowing that your home is your temple. And as you breathe out, release any insecurities around your home, your family, and your security. And the next time you breathe out down into the fiery core of the earth, leave Muladhara Chakra and move the awareness up to the pubic bone. And as you inhale, draw in a beautiful orange sparkling light. Feel it flowing in through the front of the body at the pubic bone, flowing around the pelvis, the reproductive organs, the hips, the lower back, the buttocks, and back to Svadhisthana Chakra in the coccygeal plexus at the tailbone. And as you breathe out, feel the breath flowing forward again and out through the pubic bone. Svadhisthana is the center of one-on-one personal relationships. As you inhale and feel this sparkling orange light flowing through the pelvis and the lower back, awakening, cleansing and purifying this part of the body, let go of any resentment, any aspect of victimhood in relationship. And as you breathe out, feel these shadows flowing away, inhaling honor in all our relationships, and releasing any need to overpower others or play the victim. This is the center that governs the sexual energy, As you inhale, embrace your sexuality. And as you exhale, release any dark shadows around past traumas and unacceptance of your own sexuality. This is the center that governs finances, money, and power. As you inhale, draw in abundance, knowing there will always be enough. And as you breathe out, release any insecurities or poverty consciousness. As you breathe in, feel this part of the body becoming alive, your center of creativity. Embrace the creative self. And as you breathe out, release any doubt in your own ability to create within your life. As you inhale now, accept responsibility for where you are in your life and for those who are in your life. Look for the divine reason behind all relationship. Know that there is honor, harmony and balance. After the next exhalation, move your awareness up to the navel center, the solar plexus. And as you inhale now, draw in a golden yellow light, like warm splashes of sunlight. And feel it flowing in through the solar plexus, all around the digestive organs, the mid-back, and back to Manipur chakra in the spine behind the navel. And as you breathe out, feel this golden breath flowing forward and out again through the navel. This is your center of personal power. And as you breathe in this golden light, feel the fire of Manipur awakening. Feel a warmth or a heat of dynamic energy that exists here in Manipur. And as you breathe out, let go of sluggishness or lethargy. As you inhale, feel this golden light flowing up around the liver, releasing any suppressed anger around the gallbladder, releasing frustration, and all around the digestive organs, releasing any inability to digest life in a powerful way. As you breathe in, know I am a dynamic creator. I am a powerful being, and I honor myself. As you breathe out, let go of any self-doubt, self-sabotage. Feel it flowing away. And as you inhale, feel this dynamic, powerful energy awakening. Self-honor, self-belief. And know that an awakened personal power can be used for the highest good for yourself and others. As we inhale, let us embrace the powerful self within. And as we exhale, release any fear of coming into our own personal power. Inhaling the ability to shine brightly, and exhaling the fear to do so. After the next exhalation, moving the awareness up to the center of the chest, to Anahat Chakra. This time, breathe in a beautiful emerald light, sparkling, fresh and clear, and feel it flowing in through the heart center, around the breasts, the chest, the ribs, the lungs, and up through the shoulders and down through the arms, to the fingers and the palms of the hands. Feel this emerald green light flowing around the upper back and shoulder blades and to the spine behind the heart center, where Anahat resides. With the out-breath, feel a release forward and out through the heart center. Anahat is our center of love, compassion, acceptance and love first to ourself. So as you inhale, draw in a deep love for the self, an acceptance of yourself as you are. And as you breathe out, release any doubt about the self. Release any self-hate or judgment. Drawing in, feel this beautiful light filling the chest and overflowing down into the arms and awakening the healing chakras in the palms. Know that the arms are to embrace life, to hug and to hold those we love close. As you breathe out, release the burdens you've been holding on the shoulders and let go of any lack. Feel it flowing away. As you inhale, feel a love for life growing and expanding in the lungs as the breath does. And as you breathe out, let go of bitterness and judgment. Let go of unforgiveness. Inhale and know that you can forgive yourself and others. And in this forgiveness, you are set free. Free to live a life of love. Free of fear. As you breathe out, feel any unforgiveness flowing away. And then, as you inhale, feel the joy. Feel it flowing into every cell of this part of your body. Feel the cells dancing with joy. Feel the heart awakening. Any last shadows of fear flowing out through the center of the chest, being released forever. After the next exhalation, draw the awareness up to the front of the throat, And as you breathe in now, breathe in a beautiful sky blue light. Feel it flowing in through the front of the neck, around the voice box, the throat, back to Vishuddhi Chakra in the cervical vertebra, up through the mouth, out through the Eustachian tubes to the ears. As you breathe out, feel it flowing forward again through the front of the neck. As you continue this breath, be aware of the cells of this part of the body awakening, being cleansed and purified. And as you breathe out, be conscious of a clearing of any blockages or negativity. This is our center of choice. In every word we speak, we make a choice. With wisdom, we develop discrimination. We learn when to speak and when to hold our tongue. And with our choice, we choose life, we choose love. Continue to feel the blue light flowing in, cleansing, clearing, purifying, and any shadows or blocks at the throat released. Vishuddhi governs the voice box, the thyroid gland, the ears with which we hear, the mouth with which we speak. Inhale, positive choice, and as you exhale, release any negative choice. Only choose that which serves our highest good. This is also our center of addiction, where we may choose to give our power away. As you breathe out, release the need for addiction to substance, to response. Inhale freedom. This is our center where we may choose to surrender the little ego, the individual will, to the divine will, and our life becomes divinely guided. It is here we choose, if we wish, the highest path. Let go of all fear to speak your truth. Let go of all fear of being judged. And as you breathe in, feel the strength and the courage flowing into this part of your body to enable you to speak your truth and follow your own highest path. With the next out-breath, leave Vishuddhi and move the awareness now up to Brahmadhyaya, the eyebrow center point. And begin to inhale a deep indigo light flowing in through the eyebrow center back to Agnya Chakra in the pineal gland directly behind it. Feel this indigo light flowing around the forehead, the frontal brain, into the eyes, the nose and sinuses. Feel this part of the body awakening. And as you breathe out, feel the indigo light flowing forward and out through the eyebrow center. This is our center of truth, of connection with that highest truth. This is our center of vision, the third eye, the eye of intuition, the eye of knowing. When Agnya Chakra is awakened, the knowledge is experienced, not learned from books. The veil of Maya or illusion is lifted, and we see with a clear vision. All dark clouds flow out through the eyebrow center, and a new higher knowing flows in. It is here we learn to see the big picture beyond the little eye, the ego. We develop the attitude of the witness, maintaining presence and separateness. When Agnya Chakra is awakened, we maintain this presence. No longer do we lose ourselves to the experience. Inhaling clarity, wakefulness, and exhaling all that clouds our higher vision. With the next inhalation, bring the awareness to the crown of the head and see upon the crown the 1,000-petaled lotus flower of shining white. Sahasra. And as you breathe in, see a column of light flowing down from above through the center of this lotus flower, down through the brain, down through the face, the neck, the arms, the trunk of the body, down through the pelvis, the legs, and out through the soles of the feet as you breathe out. Inhale, draw this sparkling white light down through the crown, and exhale, sending it down through the whole body and out the soles of the feet. And feel everything being realigned, cleared, and purified. All the cells of the body awakened. Be aware of the rainbow bridge becoming clear, sparkling. The bridge that connects us to earth through the feet, to spirit through the crown. Feel presence and clarity, awakening. any last shadows of negativity or darkness released. The whole body is bathed in sparkling white light. Balanced. Now leave the awareness of the light and come back to your body resting on the floor. Feel the natural breath flowing in and out of the body like a wave upon the ocean. Feel a contact between the body and the floor. And listen to the sounds you can hear around you. Know that you have been practicing meditation, but this practice is now coming to an end. You are aware of your body resting on the floor in this place. You are aware of the room around you. Take a deep breath in, bringing all your energy and awareness back into this time, this place. And breathing out with that full awareness. Hari Om Tat Sat. The practice is now complete.